and welcome to The Hearing, our music review show here on the channel. I'm John.
And I'm Scotto.
And before we get to this week's album, just a quick correction. This is embarrassing. Last week, in reference to the bass line for A Happy Idiot by TV on the Radio, I said that it sounded like Joy Division and that it was straight out of Peter Cook, like they could have sampled him. Peter, you got it this time. You didn't catch it last week. Peter Cook was an actor.
How did I miss that? I must have been really out of it if I missed. What is like
Peter? Peter Hook was the bassist for Joy Division and New Order. I said Peter Cook. It was Peter Hook. Yeah.
I mean, it sounds close enough. Yeah, but
I can see how I would have made the mistake. But I'm shocked.
But then when you said Peter Cook, and you know. Yeah. Him and Dudley Moore funny movies. Of us
caught it last time.
No.
Also, one bit of news. Estrons, who we reviewed in the beta episode for The Hearing, if you want to go back and check that out, announced yesterday the release of their debut album. They're doing a full album. It's titled You Say I'm Too Much, I Say You're Not Enough. And will be released on October 5th. You can pre-order it. Look them up on iTunes for the information, or on Twitter, rather, for the information. And it only features two songs that they've released previously. I mean, there are two singles out for it now, and then two older songs that are going to be on it. Everything else is new, which is nice. Don't have a bunch of repeats.
They took some songs from EPs. And
I think Drop and Make a Man are on it.
Okay.
As well as the two singles they've just released recently. They just released yesterday with the announcement a song called Cameras. It's an Estrons ballad.
Okay.
Which is an interesting concept.
Yeah.
It took a lot of growing on me. Really good song. Really touching. Tally wrote it about her son. So anyway, they're going to be doing an album. It'll be on. They're probably almost done with it. It'll be out on October 5th. Looking forward to that. We'll see if we review it. A lot of their stuff is kind of samey, so I don't know if we'll have much more to say about it than we already did. But we'll see. And finally, on to this week's album, which is from 2018, Here's to the Fatigue by Prestemico. Prestemico is an English rock band based in the Crawley and Croydon areas south of London, who get their name from a NASA term that's short for press-on to main engine cutoff, and as I understand it, is when the first stage or main engine, which does most of the heavy lifting during a launch, cuts off before it separates and the second stage kicks in.
Right.
Thanks to Amy Lynn Thompson for the rather detailed explanation on that one. Back to the band. The band consists of Luke Kelly on vocals and guitar, Adam Roffey on vocals and bass, and Lewis Williams on vocals and drums. There's a reason I said vocals first for all of them.
Of course.
And their music combines pop melodies and choral harmonies with instrumentation that mixes metal, progressive rock, and alternative. Here's to the Fatigue was released on March 30th of this year by Marshall Records, yes, the Amplifier Company, and it's the band's second album. Their first album, Good Intent, was released independently in November of 2015. Incidentally, Here's to the Fatigue was announced back in November, but after they had already released videos for title track and If All Your Parts Don't Make You Whole. But just before it was released, they announced that it was being pushed back, and shortly thereafter announced that they'd been signed to Marshall. As soon as they announced that it was being postponed, I knew they'd been signed.
Yeah, I wonder, I don't know how many other acts Marshall has on there.
They don't have a lot of acts on the record company, I don't think, but they're huge for amplifiers. They're a massive company. So.
Oh, yeah.
They just want to get into records and releasing music now, which is interesting.
Where the money is, huh?
Yeah, I guess. And just the last thing, Here's to the Fatigue was produced by Machine. Yes, the producer goes by the name Machine.
Does he wear like a black mask?
I don't know. I'm kind of picturing a Daft Punk mask, but anyway.
Maybe.
Reminder, I don't edit any songs into the episodes for copyright reasons, but down in the description below, you'll find links to the album on Spotify and YouTube so you can listen along. I'll start off saying onto the tracks with track one and two, because track one is really just an extended intro to track two, although the laugh at the beginning reminds me a lot of Zeppelin, particularly The Ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Bonzo lets off that laugh. Track two, Familiar Ground. Probably the poppiest song on the album.
I yeah, this probably would have my pick as the week. It's a bad way to start.
it's probably a weakish opening. It's a very poppy melody.
I mean, I'm sure to some ears it's probably the best way to start. Yeah. But for someone like me, it's kind of like this is like Blink 182 with a different accent.
A little bit, yeah. they have been compared to pop punk, and I think this is really the only song that comes off that. I think the aggressive kicks in the chorus were a bit too much.
I like the detour after 2.5 minutes where they kind of
Great froggy sort of riff at the end.
Yeah.
And great harmonies, which is kind of their bread and butter.
I mean, the harmonies in this one are okay, but it gets better.
Yeah. Speaking of which, on to track 3. Here's to the Fatigue, the title track. This is one of my 3 favorites on the album. I can't pick a single favorite. And it really kicks the album in after that sort of accessible opening.
This one, I mean, I think this one took a few listens for me to warm up to. I listened to a lot of it, most of the album, about 3 times.
Okay.
A little, I gave an extra pass before we were getting ready.
I've been a fan of the band since last summer, since that when Spotify turned me on to them. And this was released in November. As I mentioned, so I've had a lot of time to sit with the song and have it grow on me.
I noticed a cute little Return of the Giant Hogweed guitar quote in the close your eyes part.
Oh, okay.
where he actually plays kind of the Return of the Giant Hogweed Hackett riff.
Oh, okay. Then, okay.
It just kind of snuck in there for a little bit.
There are a lot of old prog reference, influences. Yeah. You know, like they do. I mentioned Rush last week, but I do hear a strong Rush influence. Some Genesis
Spock's
here.
Beard.
Maybe
Spock. It really hits me like a Spock's beard throughout a lot of this.
Definitely, yes, and Queen with the harmonies. I love the nice sparse bass line. Adam only plays about half of the time, and he really knows how to just play the right notes. Although, much like Rex Brown, I kind of wish he was higher in the mix. And I love that the tapping part on the pre-chorus, on the close your eyes part, Luke it's tapping, which is a guitar technique where you press down right on the fret.
That is exactly what Hackett did.
And it's something that's commonly done in solos, particularly back in the 80s. But it's not typically done for a rhythm part.
Yeah.
And I love that he's using this technique that's usually this flashy solo thing for a rhythm part.
100% Hackett there. And of course, he had to do that to keep up with Tony Banks.
Yeah.
And Tony Banks was such a fast keyboard player, he had to come up with how am I going to keep up with this guy? And, that's.
And speaking of Genesis, on the second pre-chorus, on the second close your eyes part, there's this other high vocal that comes in and does a counterpart. Lewis comes in with it.
Yeah.
And it really reminds me of I Can See Another Face from Turn It On Again.
Wow.
And it's the way it kind of, just kind of plays with the main chorus. And I love the kind of breakdown at the end. Before we get to that breakdown at the end, this nice, really mellow, not mellow, slow guitar part with this military drums.
Yeah.
In this instrumental section. Love that. And then on the bridge, there are Queen level harmonies. On, Love, I Know the Way We Come and Go. They hit Queen on that. And I love the last line before the ending, Try Not to Talk, I'll Only Bring You Down. This band writes, Lewis writes some really interesting lyrics.
Yeah, the lyrics are something I'll have to check out,
He's previously written a song about Breaking Bad, honestly, the one I played for you last time.
Yeah.
And another song on their last album called Affinity. Affinity is about a cannibal.
Well, I mean, in this, there's something about, not being able to move your limbs and lying in a shallow grave for about 4 years. The references like that you kind of pick up here and there.
So a Familiar Ground has a shallow grave reference. Yeah. That was Familiar Ground. I'm really not sure what Here's to the Fatigue is about. There's a reference to a needle killing the pain.
Oh, okay.
Most of these, I really don't understand what they're... I would love to know what he's talking about so I can go back and maybe research some things.
Right, right.
The one I maybe have a clue about, track four, If All Your Parts Don't Make You Whole. This is another one that has some speaking at the beginning. I think probably the producer says another track.
This is where I really warmed to the more. Mm-hmm. Probably my second favorite on the okay. album, because the harmonies are really good on this one.
They go Queen level on the harmonies, but it's the entire verse in this case.
Yeah.
And this one is one I think I maybe have a little interpretation of. I think it might be about anxiety. Although someone said in a comment somewhere said it's about a quarter life crisis. I really don't know. There's a line. Well, we will get into that.
How cute.
But there's a line. The beginning lines are heal my mind. This something plagues me. I can't remember it offhand. And then I see disaster right around the corner is the chorus.
This sort of reminds me a lot of Slade.
Yeah, that chorus is very Slade.
Oh yes, that chanting. Which is not a bad thing at all. I think we all need more Slade in our lives, honestly.
And I loved the syncopated voice on the bridge. If you're searching for an answer, that part where they just kind of come back and it's almost a call and response between two of them harmonizing and one of them singing lead. And amazing harmonies and lead voice on the line, I'm doing fine. It's just pure choir. like Mormon Tabernacle, I'm doing fine. And then Lewis sings, I'm doing fine. Sounds like a choir singer. It's just beautiful.
I only wish they'd played with the harmonies a little bit more longer at the end, like Watcher of the Skies, where they're going like heavy and soft, you know, but it was brief.
That's you're hearing a lot of Genesis, which is,
oh yeah.
On to track five, Skip the Crawl. A great proggy opening riff again. And I'm just quickly going to explain syncopation, because I'm going to be talking about it a lot with these guys.
Yeah.
Syncopation is when a beat is accented that is not commonly accented. Usually it's two and four or one and three. Syncopation is when you have other odd beats accented, and it kind of just gives things a little bit of an off-kilter feel. There's a nice syncopated bass part on this. Again, Adam just kind of plays half of the rhythm. And just hits certain beats. He's amazingly disciplined.
Yeah.
And no solos so far. Really, very few. There's only one solo on the album, and it's kind of a low, repetitive thing in a later song.
Yeah.
Love the harmonies, the kind of choiry harmonies. On There Is a Curse on the Man Who There's a Curse on the Man Who Walks Out Right Under the Stars at Night. Another line that makes me really wish I knew what the lyrics were about. Because it's skip the crawl, get right to the action is the line that the title shows up in.
Yeah.
And then they talk about a curse being on a man who walks up right under the stars at night. Very curious.
I guess it's a growing up thing. I'm just thinking about it.
It's a movie or a book reference that he's talking about.
That's true. That's true. Could be very something esoteric. So.
Like, well, he referenced Breaking Bad in Honestly.
Yeah.
Cannibal in Affinity. So he could be writing about something pop culture. Loved the sort of broken guitar sound at the end. I don't know what the effect was, but it kind of just sounds like a guitar that's been ripped in half. On to track six, speaking of references to literary stuff, to pop culture stuff, A Place in It All. I initially dismissed this as kind of the ballad.
Right. It is kind of.
But then I paid attention to some of the lyrics. Skip away through the wasteland, Geiger ticking you home.
Well, I mean, ballads, of course, used to be. They necessarily weren't love songs.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't the cheesy love song that we think of the ballad as being.
Right.
So it is the slow song for most of it. I mean, it does pick up. I love how it gets progressively heavier as the song goes on.
Right.
And right at the end, the tempo picks up nicely. But some of the lyrics, skip away from the wasteland, Geiger ticking you home, or in what is basically the bridge, maybe it was best to die with everyone else. It's as near as I can figure about being one of the few survivors. There's two people in the song, because there's a lot about holding hands. Two survivors in a nuclear apocalypse.
Right.
you know, maybe because there's something about shadows on a wall. It's and which is a fascinating thing to write this slow song about. Now on to track 7. This is the weak one on the album for me.
Yeah, and it kind of hit me when I was listening to the first time around what their sound really encompasses. A lot of Bad Religion, you know, you have like the hard rock and the harmonies together.
Yeah, I do hear that. I love Bad Religion. They're one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And so I don't really pick up that much of a similarity, but the harmonies that Ooze and Oz, as they call them, Bad Religion, I do get that similarity with heavy music.
Yeah.
I'm realizing that I really like poppy melodies paired with heavy music when there's no compromise. You know, like hair metal and pop punk really kind of met in the middle. And
I don't know. I mean, I think maybe I'd like this better if they weren't trying for the metal part of it as much, you know?
Interesting.
I think it kind of got in the way of it. Like, you know, using that same kind of Pantera drum beat, you know, overall just kind of, I don't know if it, I mean, maybe it works on some songs, but I think it might be used a little, you know, too much.
On Howl specifically you're talking about? Or on the album as a whole?
The album in general.
Okay. I don't hear a lot of Pantera.
Just the drumming.
Oh, okay.
you know, you could just hear, you know, Vinny in
this. One or two spots where they really go metal.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, I like this juxtaposition of pop and heavy music.
Right.
Both are kept pure and not kind of watered down like they were with hair metal or pop punk. And really they were basically the same. Bandmade does. It's just pure pop with this heavy music. Or at baby metal, same deal.
Yeah.
I like that sort of thing. But on this song, the melody just doesn't do it for me. And PTM, Prestemico really kind of melodies. The melodies are their strong suit, you know, or one of their strong suits. So I think that's where this one falls down on me. The bass sound at the beginning is nice. Nice proggy, another nice proggy opening riff. Some nice syncopation, but a nice stop and start bit at the end of the chorus. But overall, it is just. To quote one of the lines that I think had a nice echo effect, what a waste of energy. and this is one of the few parts where they really do go metal, leading into the last chorus of this one.
Yeah.
On to track 6, a quick fix.
8, right?
Yeah. Or sorry, track 8, sorry.
8, sir.
Dyslexia. A quick fix. The riff on this one is very grunge.
I would say this is probably my favorite song on the album, actually.
Interesting. Because this riff really reminds me of like second wave grunge. I could hear STP playing this riff.
Yeah, I mean, well, STP even had a few that were like, oh, this is, you know, kind of good. And then you're like, oh, wow, I didn't even realize this was STP after it. Yeah, because he changed his voice.
The riff kind of reminds me of Sex Type thing. It's kind of in that side of their stuff.
Well, yeah, that was the deal with STP, was they put that single out first and were like, this band is going to be awesome.
and then
the album comes out and I'm listening to the whole album. I'm like, they're just ripping off everybody else.
Right.
But then Sex Tape thing would come on, and then they would go back to ripping off Alice in Chains and that Nirvana.
Back to a quick fix. It was kind of an STP, good STP riff with a vocal that reminded me of Perry Farrell. So it was very 90s for me.
The heavy part has a very Mastodon feel to it, and probably more of a most the strongest Spock's beard influence I see in this one, definitely.
On the riff?
No, on the whole song together. Well, the heavier part, you've got the Mastodon field, and then you've got like the
on the chorus, this nice, pretty kind of pre-chorus.
Right. So I think you've got the most going on here. So this is that's why I landed my pick.
There was a nice bit of, they played with the timing kind of nicely in verse 2. When you get to the title line, you see a quick fix. They kind of just halted the rhythm a little bit, which was nice.
It feels like it has a looser feel to it for me, too.
Yeah,
like everything else feels very, you know, like
precise.
Whereas this feels like they're, I guess that's why you attribute the grunge, the quality to it. It has a bit more of a looser feel.
Mm-hmm. On to track 9, Itchy Fingers. This is another one I wish I knew what it was about, because one of the opening lines: "Any day, the things that form your skin and bones might rot and just fall away." Love how the harmony builds from like an octave to a full three-part harmony throughout the verse. The na 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 in the chorus, which would typically be kind of a pop punk thing.
Yeah.
It has this great kind of angry mocking quality to it. After the line, it, you know, itchy fingers, na 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 na. Another line, I drag your head around like some dead thing on the ground, and all the hours spent reciting Crowley. You know, this is definitely a pop culture reference.
Yeah.
This song also has the first guitar solo, the only guitar solo on the album, although it's kind of low and repetitive toward the end.
I was gonna say, yeah, I hadn't really noticed, but yeah, you're right.
I've listened to this album quite a bit, so I've plenty of time to notice little details. Again, another great syncopated riff at the beginning, and on to track 10. All the things we don't talk about, the things that we don't talk about, sorry. Loved the sort of playing, the way they played with the timing at the beginning, and the great timing change going into the verse. This is kind of their prog influence, I think.
This sounds a lot like the song you had played for me last week.
Yeah, there were a lot of timing changes. This one has more of an up-tempo feel to it.
This one, you know, they go more Bad Religion. This one,
I can see it. The vocals are actually, I wouldn't quite say on the vocals, because the vocals are kind of screaming and out of key, which is not a Graffin thing. But they have a really nice intensity to them. And there's a great vocal delay at the end of the first chorus, and will we stay? It just kind of repeats, and it's got a really interesting sound. And that the really pretty harmonies in verse two were a nice surprising change of pace after a screamed verse one.
Yeah.
And then also screaming vocals on I'll Wear Your Fragments. It just went completely off the rails on the vocal, but it worked beautifully. I think it might be about religion. Because, you know, it's something along the lines of I'll say your mantra, I'll sing your hymns.
I mean, it's tough to not, you know, to guess about song meaning without actually having read lyrics, you know.
Well, they aren't out yet. The only lyrics that I've seen online are for If All Your Parts Don't Make You Whole.
It is always best to get into music by just listening first and then doing the dive.
I was already a fan of the band before I realized that they write about weird things. Yeah, I didn't watch Breaking Bad, so I had no idea that honestly was about Breaking Bad until I read it somewhere.
And I think I got into that habit because a lot of, you know, I was a cassette buyer in the old days, and you would very rarely get lyrics with your cassettes.
Same here. So, I also listened to a handful of Japanese bands, and, you know, good luck.
There's no figuring it out there. Yeah.
Until you eventually get a translation. Anyway, just closing out the things that we don't talk about, really nice anthemic bridge where it's just the word about over and over again, but it just has this nice, you know, anthemic feel to it. On to track 11, White Knuckling, another one of my favorites, probably the most interesting song on the album. There's some great noisy effects on the first verse, almost like a tape, gives it kind of a tape sound. That's just very off kilter. There's a line about air pressurizing and blue eyes behind glass. I would again love to know what it's about. And then the chorus just picks up nicely with these huge vocal harmonies. And they add some nice syncopation on the second verse.
And I like the lone drums at the end,
it just goes out on the drums when the lyrics just playing this beat. But before that, great call and response in the lead between the leads and the harmonies in verse two. Second chorus slows down really nicely. And on the bridge on How Did It All Fall Apart So Suddenly, it's beautiful harmonies mixed with this huge loud guitar and a great melody on Girl, You Know I Would Have Tried. Some really interesting changes, some really interesting lyrics. And it ends with these drums that just kind of trail off.
Right.
So would you recommend it?
Oof, I do not know. I've been back and forth. I've been, there's other things I pick up, but there's a lot of it that just kind of runs together for me because it just has that sameness to it.
It might be a first listen kind of a thing. Maybe something you would need to hear.
It's why I've gone back to it a few times to like you know, what I hear, what I think I'm hearing, you know.
Well, I've been a big fan, like I said, of the band since last summer, so I absolutely recommend it. I've never heard anyone quite like these guys. Like, you can nod certain things that they borrowed from other places, but nobody does what they do as a whole. You know, with these kind of melodies and harmonies with this kind of music. So I guess I'll just put on the spreadsheet, I'll put a U down for you for recommendations. Unknown.
Yeah, you don't have to decide.
I'll put a U down.
All right.
That's it for Here's the Fatigue. If you enjoyed this video, please give it a like and subscribe if you haven't. Until next time, we'll be revealing Flood by They Might Be Giants. An interesting bit of whiplash there, like we used to do.
Yeah.
Always remember, never forget, wherever you go in life, there you are.
Thank you.